Good afternoon and welcome. Welcome indeed to a Friday edition of my show. And yes, this is the greatest show in the history of the universe. Is it Friday? It appears it is. Today is the 18th of September. Next Friday, we'll have high school football in this area. So 1 week out. Very nice. So if you're a high school football player, chill out, play video games tonight, next week, next Friday. Time to start rocking and rolling. That's all I can tell you at this hour. I know UCF's going to be playing tomorrow in football. They're going to take out Georgia Tech. Hey, next weekend, the Florida Gators will be back at it. Miami will be playing Florida State. That's next weekend. So if you're here in the great state of Florida, yes, it will be UCF tomorrow. That's the game you'll be watching, or that's the game I'll be watching, as they'll be taking on the Yellow Jackets there in Atlanta. I've had a good week. I have. And it was fun last night. It continues every night with great sports. Here's the 2 points I want to make. Number one, congratulations to the Tampa Bay Lightning getting it done. Finally getting rid of the pesky New York Islanders in 6 games. They're now going to move on to the Stanley Cup Finals. First time since 2015. And you think about the choke jobs that they've done in the last 2 postseasons. To come back and get it done this time, hey, congratulations to that organization. That's a great story. I've not talked about it enough on this show, but I feel like now that we're going to get into the Stanley Cup Finals, oh yeah, we'll bring it up. And I'll start watching. I've been so into football. I've been so into the NBA. I really haven't paid attention. And you heard me say this as well, where if it's not my team, I really don't care. But now I will care. That's right. A team here in Central Florida, 2 hours from here, they're going to be fighting for a Stanley Cup championship. Remember, 2 years ago, what did they have? A 3-2 series lead on Washington. They lose game 6 and they lose game 7 in Tampa. Can't score a goal. Choke job to get to the cup final. Washington moves on. They win the cup. Then last year, remember this, best record in the NHL and I think set the mark for most points in the regular season, that President's Cup trophy, and then got destroyed in the first round. Did they get swept by Columbus? Was it a sweep? I can't remember. But they're moving on now. They are. They're one of the best teams in hockey from start to finish, and they're one of the best teams there in the bubble, and now they're going to go for the cup final. So I'll say this one more time. Congratulations to the Lightning. We will watch moving forward. And then, you know what's crazy when you think about it? The hockey bubble, it's almost over for the season. You're like, oh, well, you'll just keep going to the bubble. No. The point of the bubbles is to play a playoff, crown a champion, and then get the hell out of there. That's what it's going to be. Same thing in the NBA, where we now have 4 teams left. And in another couple days, we might have 3 teams left if the Boston Celtics don't wake up. Once they crown that NBA championship, it's over. They're done. Then I don't even know when we're going to see basketball again. I'm not kidding around. It might not be until January or February. That might be it for a while for basketball. Once they crown a champion. And what was the original timeline? They want to crown a champion around by October 12th or so. So it's not that far from now. It's not. And look, we talked about this last 2 days. Then baseball at the end of the month, they're going to go to a bubble. Now where those games are going to be played, that's up in the air with all the terrible air weather going on the West Coast. But we're going to go to one more bubble after this. So it's interesting times, and I just want to bring this up. The Miami Heat are real. Real. I know yesterday, Jerry Durney, my good friend and like number one Magic's fan, thinks I'm a big Heat homer now. But look, they're legit. They are. They're winning. Think about this. In the playoffs, they're 10-1. Their only loss was round 2. What was it? Game 4. Where the Milwaukee Bucks didn't have Giannis. He goes out the injury. They have to play out of their minds and survive in overtime for the Heat to lose 1 game. That's what the Bucks did. They're now 2-0 on the Boston Celtics, and it was another close game. Another. If you go back and watch the highlights, this team's 10-1, but it's not like they're bulldozing people. Game one, they win in overtime, one possession game. At the end of regulation and in overtime, they win, they survive. And yeah, something we talked about for, what is it, 48 hours in a row, Bam Adebayo's block on Jason Tatum. Well, last night, I don't know, 2 minutes to go, 40 seconds to go, one possession game, Boston's right there, and Miami's just making more plays. And you talk about momentum from game one to game two. Bam Adebayo is showing why he was an NBA All-Star this year. 20 points. I mean, just getting every rebound you need, especially in the last 2 minutes. Big time blocks. That guy's the real deal. He's showing up at the perfect time. You want to be a money guy? You want to be, you know, an all-timer? Yeah, you show up now. Don't show up in January. Don't show up at the All-Star game. You show up now. And that's what the Heat are doing. Look, that series, seriously, that series could be 2-0 Boston. But Miami is finding ways to win. And I know everyone's hammering this all day. They went to a kind of a zone last night, and Boston had no answer. And yes, Boston was up 17 or so in this game. But you know what? We've learned this in the bubble. No lead is safe. None of it. You could be up 25. It doesn't matter. It's 48 minutes of basketball. It is. I mean, the other night, you saw us in Game 7 where Clippers are up double figures in the second quarter. Well, yeah, okay. There's still a second half to play. There's still more basketball to happen. They couldn't hold their lead. Miami found ways to win. Champions, and this is what I want to hammer here. This is why I'm starting to drink the Kool-Aid on Miami. Champions find ways to win and find ways to close. That's what Miami's doing right now. They're getting contributions from everyone in that rotation. That looks like a championship team. Now, if you're Boston, I know last night you tried putting Enes Kanter in there for more minutes. It worked, then it didn't because you still lost. Maybe Gordon Hayward can finally, after signing a gigantic contract, what was it, 3 years ago? Maybe he could finally show up and play a game. Oh, man, I'll tell you. If Miami gets that third victory, it's over. Over for Boston. If Boston wants any chance in this series, they've got to win this game three, or it's over. Boston's not going to come back being down 3-0 or 3-1. They're not. Only the Denver Nuggets, for some reason, is built to do that. Miami's legit. They know how to win. They're going to cut you off. You know what I mean? Cut you off. Kick your ass out of the NBA bubble. You're done, buddy. And what's crazy, 10-1. If Miami can get to the finals, I think they can win this whole thing. I'm believing now. I'm not kidding around when I say this. I think the Miami Heat can get it done where they can go win an NBA championship. They have all the tools and pieces you would need. I can't believe it. Look, I saw this team play this year in person. There is no way in a billion years would I ever think the Miami Heat could actually win an NBA title this year. But you know what? It's 2020. Anything's possible. They're at a bubble. And this is very, very interesting. Remember, no travel. We've been hammering this since the start of the bubble. There's no travel. You don't have to fly five-hour flights to go to the next city and then go play a game six. All you have to do, you're in your hotel. You get up, you go to practice, you go back to your hotel room, then you go play basketball. That's it. Millionaires do this for a fantasy camp where they go pretend to play Major League Baseball like the Mets Stadium, right? Real athletes right now are doing this. They're staying at their hotel and they're playing sports. And there's no one messing with them. No one from their family, nothing. It's just what they love. It's like they're 12 years old all over again. It's incredible. It really is. But I will say this right now. If Boston does not win this weekend, they are finished. Finished. If they lose that third game, they are done. Done! That's the guarantee, baby. I know. It's like second grade math. But they better win game three or they're finished. Then tonight's going to be interesting. You got the Lakers and you got the Nuggets. The Lakers, I mean, this is what they put it all together for. 2 years ago, Magic Johnson went to LeBron James's house at midnight when free agency started. Knocked on the door and said, hey, I want you to be an L.A. Laker. And he sold him on the idea, all right, I'm going to need a couple years. Let's build this together. Let's win an NBA championship. So they get LeBron. Then they get their coach, Frank Vogel. And then they trade for Anthony Davis. Then they built the pieces around him. They did that. Now, with no Steph Curry, no Klay Thompson, no Golden State Warriors, this might be one of the easiest chances for LeBron James to steal an NBA title. Round one, they take on the Portland Trailblazers. They lose game one. Then they make adjustments, and they hammer Portland after that, as they should. The better team will win over a seven-game series. Then in round two, same thing happened. You take on Houston with their gimmick offense, where no one's over 6'5", and they shoot threes all day. They lose game one. They make the adjustments, and they hammer the Rockets. They take on two teams where it is guard heavy. Now, it's going to start tonight at 9 o'clock, game one. Now you're going to take on Denver. Denver is different. They're not Houston. They're not Portland because they have the Joker down low. They have bigs. They have guys that can get down low and hit buckets. Then they have guard play with Jamal Murray and all those guys there. They can go inside and outside. That's something that Portland and Houston could not do. That's the difference in this series. They can go out. They can go in. They can play defense. And they have proven, and think about this, never happened before, they are 6-0 in elimination games in one playoffs. It's never happened before. Ever. If you get them down 3-1, they're not done. So the question is LeBron James and Anthony Davis, is their job going to be, we got to shut down Joker, or does LeBron have to say, all right, I got to shut down Murray? It's going to be a fantastic series. It is. But if Denver wins game one, don't go, oh, Denver's a better team. Because LeBron and the Lakers have done this for two rounds in a row where they've dropped game one. It'll be fascinating. Fascinating to watch this. But LeBron James, not Kawhi Leonard, he had his chance. If LeBron James can get to the finals and win another title, hey, he'll be the number one guy on three different teams to win an NBA title. He did it with the Heat. He did it with Cleveland. And he has a chance to do it with the Lakers. It's never happened before. And you know if he gets it done, he'll probably be finals MVP. They'll just give it to him. It's never happened. So we always say, like, you know, Jordan versus LeBron over the last two eras. Well, Jordan's got six rings. LeBron's got three. But Jordan, in theory, if it happens, Jordan didn't win championships with three organizations. That's why it's insane. And how many finals will that be? He's four wins away from what? Going to his 10th NBA finals? What? That can't be right. How many is it? All right, somebody go with Cleveland. Is it four? I think it's four with him and four with Miami. And then he also had that dumb one in 2007. That's nine. And then, yes, it'll be the 10th NBA Finals. And if you're watching on Facebook Live, you did notice I was like a third grader using my fingers to figure that out. He could go to his 10th NBA Finals. How many times did Tom Brady go to the Super Bowl? Was it nine? He won six, and he went to nine. He lost to Philadelphia and New York twice. That's how I know it. LeBron can go to 10. We're starting to get into Bill Russell territory, but he's not there yet. He's not. These are the final four teams. Whatever the matchup is, I'm going to be watching those NBA finals. That's going to be great. It really is. And it's funny where I was thinking about, all right, how am I going to book Monday's show? Like, what guests can I get on? How are we going to do this? And it's funny where, you know, I'm like, all right, it's NFL season and college football starting to come back and we'll start previewing high school football. But what's funny is, like, we still have hockey and basketball still going on. And I'm like, well, do we keep talking basketball Monday? Do we make it all NFL Monday? It's all on the table. It really is. It's like we're never going to get this ever again, ever in the history of our lives, where all this stuff is overlapping, all of it. And that's why you look at TV ratings, and TV ratings are like, oh, well, this is down, and this show and this sport is down. Yeah, well, now there's even more options. You might have it and this could happen. You're going to have it, oh, well, Monday Night Football is going on. But also it's, you know, game two of the American League Championship Series. Oh, and then also it's like game three of the NBA Finals. That could happen on all on the same night. Huh? That could happen. That's so crazy, man. I love it, though. I think it's so much fun. It just, it is. So good luck to UCF. Have fun watching NBA playoffs. I mean, it's going to be fun. I still don't know who's going to play for college football outside of UCF. I know there's some other games, but I still feel like, and I know I'm a jerk, college football is going to start next weekend with the SEC. That's my homer comment. And Miami, Florida State. All right, let's go to break. We'll come back. You know what I'm going to do? Let's go to Chris Pirtle. He is with the Sports Junkies there in Vero Beach. Has been on a couple weeks. Let's talk some NBA and some NFL. And we'll start with, how are the Heat doing this? I got to get his take. They're 10-1 in the playoffs. It's amazing. It really is.